What had happened was...
Hey, y'all, and welcome to I Just Called to Say, your reality TV and pop culture podcast. I'm your reality TV bestie, Megan. Pew, pew. And you can follow me on Instagram at Megan_pew, pew. And you can also follow all the fun at I Just Called to Say podcast on Instagram. Like, subscribe, follow, tell your mama and them. If you got a homegirl who loves Bravo TV, tell her about me. I want to kiki about it. And tell me what other reality TV shows I should be watching. So then we can talk about it, okay? I love to gab. I am coming to you from my bedroom where I don't care what kind of bee you are. Every woman's got that bench in her room with some clothes on it. It's just there. They're clean. They're semi-clean. They're washed. They're just folded. Maybe we're going to wear it. Maybe we're not going to wear it. But that's just on girl logic, okay? Girl logic. But today, we're here to talk about the boys. The F-boys. Have y'all heard about the show F-Boy Island? I absolutely love it. So F-Boy Island is a reality show that started on HBO Go, HBO Max, you know, HBO. She's gone through some name changes. But anyway, it was on HBO and then it got sent to the CW. And I'll tell you, I haven't watched the CW since like the Gossip Girls, the Beverly Hills 90210 reboots. Like, what was that? America's Next Top Model used to come on the CW. That was when it was the UPN. But anyway, I haven't watched the CW since forever. But I downloaded the app because they have all the seasons of F-Boy Island. And when I say all the seasons of F-Boy Island is like a whole franchise. They got F-Boy Island Australia. They got F-Boy Island New Zealand. They got F-Boy Island Sweden. So I'm strapped in, okay? But then it really got me thinking. Let's talk about some of the F-boys on hit reality TV shows, because there are a lot of little scoundrels out here coming back season after season doing the same F-boy-ish. F-boys are all over reality TV, and you got to really spot them out. You got to see the signs. And I'm talking about the F-boys who think like, oh, you know, here's the thing. F-boys, they are bad people, but they think they're good. They really think they're good. And they're the kind of people who think they're good because they went to therapy one time and they're going to weaponize that. And they're always going to let you know, yeah, I'm working on myself. I went to therapy one time. And that's the true signs of an F-boy. If they start doing the hand rubbing, you know what I'm talking about? Let me put my mic down on it. It's like this. If you're watching this on video, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is what the F-boys be doing. They'd be like, hey, shawty, let me holler at you real quick. They look like they're scheming. They're scheming because they're about to steal your soul. That's an F-boy. They just take an energy, baby. Okay, so let's talk about the signs of an F-boy. Now, these are all my personal opinions, okay? This is a podcast, so, you know, 90% of all podcasts is opinions. But I do believe a lot of these signs are law. First one, number one, if he repeats the sentence, if you ask a question and he repeats the sentence, that's a red flag. He is stalling to make up time, to make up a lie. And this is what I mean. Where were you? Where was I? Boy, what do you mean where was? This is not a test. This is not you having to write in complete sentences. Why did you have to come back and answer, where was I? I already asked you, where were you? So why are you saying it again? This is another example. Did you get my call? Did I get your call? Well, I was... What do you mean? You don't need to repeat that. It's either a yes or a no. It's a yes or a no. It's a yes or a no. There's no repeating the question back. This is not an essay. This is not the SAT. We're not writing in full sentences. I need you to think like Twitter. Shorter, better. Answer, quick. You can't be trusting because they're thinking. The wheels are spinning. And also, if this is an F-boy on reality TV, the camera's on them. They are working overtime. Their brains aren't fully developed yet. So they're having to work 10 times harder to make up that lie. And the pressure is on. The camera is on them. Like, they got to come up with something good. But sometimes they're dumb and they just actually forget the camera's on them. So you got to watch out for those too. Okay, so yeah. Sign number one. If he repeats the question or the sentence after you ask something and then proceeds to answer, red flag. Okay, red flag number two. He says things like, I don't want us going farther to ruin the friendship. Now, I know you're probably thinking, Megan, that sounds like an innocent thing. He is concerned about ruining our friendship. But all the while, this is the same guy who's telling you that he's out here dating other girls, but he won't date you because he doesn't want it to ruin the friendship. What kind of friendships do you be having? What could, think about it. What would make a friendship be ruined to you? Murder. Obviously, ruined friendship. So is he going to murder someone? He already shouldn't be in your life then. Okay, let's think something more mild. What would ruin a friendship? If they slept with your friend. Yeah, sleeping with your friend, that's not cool. So if he would do something like that, that's just a shitty ass man. That is a shitty ass man. And he's weaponizing and saying crazy things like, I don't want it to ruin our friendship. So you're telling me you're just not a good friend. You're just not a good friend. So if you're not a good friend, then you wouldn't be a good partner. Okay, sign number three. You've heard of love bombing, but have you heard of sex bombing? Okay, this is like when they're all talk to the boys, they're like doing all the locker room talk. But in real time, when they're on the dates, they're like, no, we can't go that far. We can't go that far. And they don't want to go that far because they're already fucking with someone else. That's not the girl that's they're on the date with. It's not you, okay? It's not. Or sex bombing, another example. They don't need pussy. Yeah, they just won't go down. They just don't go down. They will do other things lacklusterly, but they just won't go down because there's some sign of like, that don't make me no man. But it's, I'll talk to the dudes, but they won't put out for you. Other signs of sex bombing. They're sending crazy text messages. You're like, whoa, you would do what to me? When and where? But then when you're in front of them in person, they're like so mild. But yet they're telling other people about how y'all had some kind of crazy date. And you're like, we haven't even gone to first base. Like, he just sends me naughty text and I send, you know, the drool emoji. Like that's concerning when they're talking up their sex game, but nothing is happening. It's like honestly, that might be worse than love bombing. So now that you know some of my signs, let's talk about some of the men on reality TV that are F-boys, okay? First one up, CT. This is an OG. This is an OG reality TV person. Do you remember MTV's The Challenge? CT was swinging through everywhere on season to season. But you know what made him still an F-boy? This past season of The Traitors. Oh, the way he did MJ. He threw one woman under the bus for another woman. That's a classic F-boy. And still left with the money. He grew up, but he didn't grow out of it, okay? Luke from Summer House, okay? Luke is the prime example of, you know, sign three, the sex bombing. He kept talking about all the things he wanted to do to Hannah. Talking about, we went to Taco Bell late night and I told her I wanted to have her taco, but instead I was bags deep in Taco Bell. Meanwhile, Hannah's like, he's blue ballsing me all summer. That's concerning. All right. Another F-boy on reality TV, Austin from Southern Charm and Winter House. Austin, I don't know how, and he gets hot girls, and these girls seem smart, but they fall for his like one-liner Zoolander movie quoting dumb ass jokes every time. And he is a liar. He is the prime example of repeats a boring ass question. He'll be like, well, what time was it when I left? Well, I don't know what time it was when I left because I lost my phone. That's why I didn't text you, because I didn't know what time it was. Completes the sentence. And you're like, Austin, why is your mouth even moving so wide like this? How does it even work? That's when you know the wider his mouth gets, the more he's lying. It's F-boying. Yeah, that's a concerning man. Okay, Clay from Love is Blind. I don't ever want to talk bad about a black man from Charlotte, North Carolina, because, you know, I'm from the Carolinas. But Clay was really concerning on Love is Blind this past season. He immediately forgot what show he was on. He was like, yo, AD, I'm not going to propose to you unless I know what you look like behind these pods. Sir, this is Love is Blind. Did you forget the premise of the show? We're not supposed to be talking about what we look like. And even then, I felt bad for him because you could tell he's an F-boy who knows he's bad and he wants to get better, but he still can't change because he keeps being like, oh, I know what kind of man I know you need, but I don't know if I can be that man for you. That sounds like work. But cut to the reunion. He is working on himself. So he's an F-boy in work. He's an F-boy in training. He's an F-boy who's graduating out of this shittiness. I got Shane from Love is Blind. No shade to Shane, but his voice was just very Beetlejuice.
Like, my ego goes like, through the roof.
That's an F, like, just based on your voice, that's an F boy. And I don't know what happened to him and the girl the night before their wedding, but that's concerning already. There was something not right about this man. And then this is just a personal one for me. Anyone who talks a lot about like their diet and fitness, that gives F-boy to me. And I have to call out Vinny from Jersey Shore because he seems like he's a nice guy, but that is an F-boy. That is an F-boy who loves his mom too much. He moved out of the house way too late. He found keto way too late in life. Got obsessed over it, made it his whole personality, got fit, got better looking, and then it all went to his head and he became an F-boy. Okay? And I'm praying for him. And then he did the Magic Mike show. Girl, that was when it was all over. And then he had the whole reality show that came back on MTV where he was trying to find love. Girl, that was an F-boy show. But you know who did grow out of it? Polly, he found a girl and he grew out of his F-boyness. So, you know, there is hope. There's hope for men like Clay from Love is Blind and men like Polly from Jersey Shore. There's hope for, and you know what, Vinny? I'm rooting for you. Because again, he's a mama's boy. A lot of girls like mama's boy. I don't trust someone who's a mama's boy. Honestly, that's a red flag. Not an F-boy red flag, but just a red flag in general. Because, yeah, think about it. But yeah, F-boys of reality TV. I just called to say, spot the signs of an F-boy on reality TV, you know, and then you look at, you see the signs of reality TV. Now go into the real world, go forth with these signs into the real world and spot the F-boys and avoid them. That is the goal. I just called to say, avoid the F-boys. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can like, subscribe, follow, tell a friend about I Just Called to Say, and join me next week as we talk about more reality TV and pop culture. I'm your reality TV bestie, Megan. Pew, pew! Beep, beep!